Last night, Navy Lieutenant Spencer Abbott flew an F-18 Hornet over northern Iraq. His fighter squadron is based aboard the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt, sailing in the eastern Mediterranean. With their missions lasting 5 or 6 hours, Lieutenant Abbott and his squadron have to refuel their jets in the air at night as they fly to and from their targets. Now, NPR is airing voices of this war at home and overseas, personal stories and impressions. This is from Lieutenant Abbott's war diary.
Tanking at night on what Navy pilots call a big-wing tanker is a surreal experience. With no visual reference other than the giant, dimly lit tanker filling your entire windscreen, it feels as if both aircraft are suspended in space, moving only in relation to each other. Most pilots in our air wing agree that many of their most exciting moments during missions to Iraq have related to air-to-air tanking in bad weather. Our F-18s are equipped with a fuel probe that we have to maneuver into a basket attached to a hose that is in turn connected to the tanker. It is challenging in smooth air, and in turbulent conditions is unnerving to the most experienced pilot. The combination of a tanker's zig and a pilot's zag all too frequently results in the receiving aircraft ripping the basket off the tanker's hose. The best analogy that I've heard for air-to-air tanking over Iraq is taking refuge on an iceberg in the Caribbean Sea. As soon as you find one, you have to start looking for the next one, as the one that you've already found has started melting. After taking gas, we press east, and I turn on the night vision goggles attached to my helmet. There's very little that compresses geography like flying while wearing night vision goggles on a clear night. The entire eastern Mediterranean lies before us, a part of the world rich in history that has seen much conflict, visible in total in the green, amplified light of our goggles.
An NPR war diary from Lieutenant Spencer Abbott, speaking last night from the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt. And more war diaries can be read and heard at npr.org.